T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Post Malone. The song is called Congratulations. Post Malone, huge winner last night at the Billboard Music Awards. Nominated for 16, went home with 9 awards. So I didn't know that much about Post Malone. I've heard his music, and I like it. It's not, you know, a genre that I'm that into, but I have total respect for the music and the genre. But when I heard Post Malone, in his acceptance speeches, gave a couple of them, when I heard him talk, I was totally impressed with who he was, not just as an artist, but as a person. Post Malone's character, who he is, totally defies the feelings that you get when you first see him, with tattoos all over his face. And the guy's like really a very interesting character. I'm Scoot. Let's spend a little time talking about the Billboard Music Awards last night. And I'd like to talk about your favorite decade of music. Which decade of music was the best? Was it the 50s, the 60s, the 70s? 70s had Southern rock, 70s had disco, 70s had hard rock. Late 70s started to have the punk new wave sound. Were the 80s your favorite? What about the 90s, the grunge era? The 2000s, or the last 10 years. What was your favorite decade of music? If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the number is 504-260-1870. That is the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. My friend and coworker from B97, a program director, Jammer, joins us from the studio downtown. Jammer, welcome to the show.
Scoot, how are you, man? Thanks for having me.
Good. Tell me about your overview of the awards last night.
Well, sure. But first, I heard that you said that you were up until 4. You were up at 4 a.m. You couldn't go back to sleep, right? Earlier, you were talking about that. I got up, too, yeah. And I'm like, I was having nightmares about the Billboard Music Award show. I mean,
Why did you have nightmares?
Well, I mean, I thought the show was good. I think we need it like an award show, and Billboard is like, you know, the big, you know, it's the boss of the music awards, right?
Yeah,
but I felt it flat. It felt a little bit flat to me. I mean, there was no audience, which we knew that was going to happen. But I mean, it just felt like sometimes they were trying too hard. Like, did you see Post Malone performing in some kind of salt mine? I was like,
yes, what? Some industrial scene.
I was like, that was scary. I'm like, it scares me.
Yeah, well, no, that was a little, you know, it looked like something from like, you know, Jason or Friday,
right.
From Nightmare on Elm Street.
Right.
I thought Lizzo gave a great speech. I mean, there was really some really great highlights. And, you know, one thing that I did when I woke up at 4 and couldn't go back to sleep was I started looking into Post Malone. And I'm just really impressed with who he is.
Well, you know, he has obviously, you just said that he has tattoos all over his body, all over his face. But, I mean, his name is Austin Richard Post, right? And he was born.
Right.
He's only 25 years old. He seems like a little bit older, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He does.
He was born on July 4th. And last year, real fast, Scoot, 2019 on Pop Top 40 Radio, like B97 is, it was all about Post Malone. So if he didn't win 9 artists or 9 awards, there was something wrong.
Yeah, he was really, really impressive, and his music is impressive. I'm impressed with who he is, and I love when artists break stereotypes.
Right.
And Post Malone certainly broke the stereotype. Now, he's a Bernie Sanders supporter. but he also has a large collection of guns and is a strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Right.
He's been called a culture vulture because his hip-hop, he's white, his hip-hop stuff, as some people say, it's cultural appropriation. I think it's more like cultural appreciation.
Sure. And, you know, he's really into country and grunge, too, which you would never really think, you know, listening to his music.
I know he did a song with Ozzy, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ozzy and Travis Scott. That's the song, Take What You Want.
And, you know, he's been around for a couple of years, and he's really, his music has really come, you know, a long way from 2017. And every year it seems like he's gotten more mainstream, or maybe mainstream has become him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. What is your opinion of Billie Eilish?
She took the top female artist award last night, and I think a few other ones. But, you know, she really touches on an emotional side of music.
Yeah, she does.
Most of her music is really deep and really down for the most part. But she's an amazing artist, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of angst in her music, kind of touching on that nerve that the grunge movement touched on with the younger generation back then.
Right.
But recently, I was reading that Billie Eilish got a lot of criticism on social media because somebody took a picture of her without her clothes. Well, I mean, she wasn't naked, but without her, you know, without her wardrobe.
Right, her grungy.
And she
get
tends
up.
To wear, yeah, she and she tends to wear oversized things.
Yeah,
and so she's a very full-bodied girl, from breasts on down, very full bodied, and there were people who were like, you know, body shaming her, and I just thought that was really, it's really pathetic.
Yeah, that's rude.
It's really sad.
Yep. No, true. But she really speaks to a lot of people that are, you know, I feel 12 to 24, big time B97 audience, and what they're feeling right now.
Yeah. Taylor Swift was not a big winner last night, but she was nominated for a number of awards, and she's still a powerful. Khalid was one of the big winners last night.
Right.
Can we do anything to make the Jonas Brothers go away?
I don't think so.
Okay.
They keep coming back.
I'm just curious.
It's like, you know, a reoccurring cold that never goes away. But, you know,
oh my God,
well,
no.
I could go deeper, but no. But I mean, you know, pop music needs superstars right now. We don't have the Taylor Swifts. We don't have Beyonce. We do have Jonas Brothers, who are, you know, their sound is mature too, and now their audience is 20 to 30 years old or even older.
And I hear they're great in concert.
They really are. I mean, great people overall, great at what they
do. I need
to
give them a chance.
Yeah, you do.
I need to give them a chance.
You need to get off the negative Jonas Brothers bus.
I need to revisit the Jonas Brothers. It's 2020 now. I mean, somebody that you might have hated before, you're going to love because things are just like the bizarre world of 2020.
Right.
But again, I'm really impressed with Post Malone. Jammer, you know, this is just it's something that I don't get. I never got it. I was never into the boy bands. But BTS just won't go away. And they were the winner of an award last night. Top social artist.
Right. They have their army. They're called the BTS Army. You could tweet them, and there's about 4.5 billion of them that love them, and they're all ages. They're all, you know, all social backgrounds, all everybody. BTS is real. So if you don't know who they are, I think there's nine. There's many of them, and they're all from Korea, South Korea, and they're just absolutely amazing.
Now, do you think they're going to keep this group together like this? Do you think this group is going to mature, or do you think they're going to keep the group like it is, and when somebody gets too old or drops off, they're just going to replace it with somebody else?
Like Menudo, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, you know, me being a fan of them, I don't know everything about them, so if they replace one or two of them, I wouldn't really know, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody is, like, really the front leader, like, you know, Justin Timberlake was with NSYNC a long time ago. So we'll see where it goes. It's exciting to watch.
Right. I think it's fascinating that they're from South Korea. And I love the idea that there's this Asian group that is gaining, you know, global popularity and really gaining popularity in the United States as well.
Right. K-pop is a very, very big deal right now.
Yeah. All right, Jammer, I appreciate the time.
And anytime, can I come back and talk about 80s? I love to talk about 80s. You know.
Oh, sure. No, let me talk to you a minute about you. Because I've seen you at One Eye Jack's 80s night.
Sure.
Jammer and I run into each other at 80s night, One Eye Jack's. What's your favorite decade of music?
Well, you know, you and I know that the 80s are absolutely great, right? 90s were good too. And it wasn't even the full decade of the 80s. It was, I believe, late 81 through 85, right? And you
that's
were on
right.
B97 back
right.
then, so you tell me.
No, that's right.
I was a
you know,
bitty
it's
child.
Interesting. If you go back, I wasn't. If you go back to, if you go back to look at how music trends started, it's really not until the second or third year of the decade that the music becomes popular that defines the decade. And that was the case with the Beatles and the British Invasion in 63, 64, mainly 64. 70s, you could say that about the pop music that was popular in 74. By 83, 84, that was the new wave alternative music that was, it wasn't really alternative, called new wave and new music. But that defined that era. And then toward the end of that decade,
you
start to get introduction into, it's a mishmash of everything.
I mean, that's what Friends Are For was number one in 87 or 88, and it was absolutely horrible for top 40 radio.
But see, that's kind of where we are right now. I mean, it's 2010. Now, I think with social media, I think maybe new trends are going to set in a little earlier, but it's not going to be for another year or two before we start to see what music is going to rise up, what genre is going to dominate this decade.
Right. And you know, I think that hip-hop feeling and that hip-hop flavor will always have a play, because right now it's very big on Shazam. You know, all downloading services are full of hip-hop leaning stuff, and pop music does okay, you know, right now.
Yeah. You know what I would be really interested in? I think the coolest thing about, like, the young girls that like BTS, the coolest thing for me about those young girls would be their mothers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're pretty, pretty. I mean, you know, I don't know. With NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, you know, they were okay. I love that song, Backstreet Boys are back.
Yeah.
But, you know, I like bands that play instruments and don't just dance.
And real fast, before you get rid of me, Scoot, there's a few songs that are, like, it seems like they're keep coming back. And Quit Playing Games With My Heart by Backstreet Boys is one of them. And there's a few songs from the 90s, Spice Girls and a few other that are just, you can't get rid of. Journey, even, Don't Stop Believing. If you research that with the young people, they love it.
Well, it's so fascinating to see young people at, like, 80s nights, and this is something that happens really all over the country, but when places were open and we'd go to 80s night, I mean, I might have been the oldest person in there, but I don't care. It was fun, and I enjoyed the music.
Yeah.
And Jammer, it's never a case of getting rid of you. I just have to move on to a break, but thank you for your time, and I'll see you soon.
Love it. Thank you, Scoot. Love WWL.
All right, thanks. And here is BTS. They're all dancing in sync. They've all got these pretty outfits on, pretty faces. You think any young guys admit that they like them, or is this like just a girl band? I mean, just a band that attracts girls. All right, it's kind of a catchy tune. I'm Scoot. What was your favorite decade of music, and why? The Mortgage Financial Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. To me, this is one of the songs that is just so reflective of the 80s sound. And I very specifically remember being on the dance floor with my wife at the time in 1983 at the club 4141 on St. Charles Avenue. And we were dancing to this song. And it occurred to me that, you know, after disco, people stopped dancing. And there was this new wave sound starting. And I realized when we were dancing to this song that people were dancing again. And that's something that really came back in the 80s, dancing again. In fact, this is the song that inspired me to do the dance show, Airwaves, back in the 80s, which was a lot of fun. Because I realized at the time that, you know, American Bandstand was still on the air. And it didn't reflect the new look of everything. So we had a really great new look. And I tell you, anybody in this area, in the New Orleans area, who was part of Airwaves, was a dancer on Airwaves, it looked like we went to Hollywood to select these people. Makeup and hair and clothes. And this was back in 1983, 84. And it was just a blast doing it. I love every... In fact, the manager of the apartment building that I live in, when I first moved in, she goes, hey, I was on Airwaves. And somebody that works for Peter Mayer Advertising ran into her not too long ago. I was on Airways. So it's really great to run into these people. But this was my vision. And the problem is that, you know, I was in New Orleans and not everybody saw the wisdom in the vision. And 6 months after I did that show, I think we did 26. But 6 months later, MTV went on the air with the afternoon dance show with Downtown with Julie Brown. And it was just the exact concept that I had. So I was proud of what I did, but wasn't in a position to make much happen. From St. Rose, Randy, you have been on hold. Thank you for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. On a previous subject, the whole Trump versus Biden thing, Scoot, consider this. Neither one of those guys are the real smoking gun behind this. There's a spiritual entity that wished to see us divided and at each other's throat. And he's the only benefactor in this.
A spiritual entity? I mean, are you talking about, like, yes. Satan?
Yes. The thing is, I had an encounter in 2014. I was attending Delgado Community College. I wrote a book, Who That Land Yep. And they wanted me to do a business presentation on it. When the professor found out that it was Bible, God, she said she didn't want any of this mentioned in my proposal. So I rewrote the proposal as a fresh look at an ancient document from a scientific perspective. And that's the way it appears on my Twitter page.
So you think that Satan, or some force like Satan, is using Biden and Trump to bring us to this point of this great divide? What's going to be the end result of this?
He's seeking to bring down this country. And because, I mean, the truth goes out from here all over the world. And
is Satan more interested in bringing down America than, say, Czechoslovakia?
Yes. Yes, very definitely.
Yeah.
Because the truth emanates from it. The problem is we don't seem to grasp it ourselves. He just wants us at each other's throat. That's the real agenda. That's the real agenda behind it.
Do you think you're wrong? Do you hope you're wrong?
I hope so.
Okay. All right. Well, Randy, I'm glad you had a chance to express your opinion. Oh, by the way, I did mention this earlier, but the Atlanta Falcons had to close their practice facility because of COVID-19. And some would look at that as mercy killing, but actually they're still going to play the game this week, I think, against the Minnesota Vikings. Let's go to senior studio producer Ian Hoke with a couple of your text messages.
We are getting a bunch of text messages about people's favorite music decade. Here's one that says, they like the 1950s, my teen years, and I still love them. 76 years old and feeling great.
Okay, so then that's a question. Do we most like the music that we heard when we were coming of age? I mean, I like the 60s, but I mean, you know, I was like 35 years old on B97 in the mid 80s when the 80s hit, and I love the 80s. And I was a little older than that when grunge hit, and I love the grunge era as well. So I don't know if it's not always the case, but I think there is a tendency to like the music that you were listening to when you were coming of age. Let's do another one again.
My exercise class was just talking about this. I'm a child of the 80s. I grew up listening to my parents' music, oldies. I love 60s and 70s music and usually dress up as a hippie every Halloween. This year, my 7-year-old said she wanted to be 80s for Halloween. According to those in my gym class, all the pop music right now is starting to sound like the 80s. Maybe that has something to do with it.
You know, that's really interesting, and I've talked about this before. I don't think there's a coincidence that a lot of music over the last, really, I would say the last 10 years, a lot of music has really sounded like music from the 80s. And one of the reasons for this is I think that there are young generations that so embrace the sound of the 80s that new bands, new artists that wanted to appeal to a young generation, they were creating music, new music, that sounded like the 80s. in order to get the attention of these younger people. Particularly, a seven-year-old wants to go out and be dressed up like somebody from the 80s. Okay, one more, Ian.
Fair amount of interest about your Airways television show. Just as an example, people are saying Airways. How do you spell that? Can I find it on YouTube?
Airwaves is Airwaves, A-I-R-W-A-V-E-S, Airwaves. Had a cool neon sign, blue neon sign. You know, it used to be up on YouTube, but because of the music, I believe they've taken it down. I'm not sure what you can find if you Google Scoot and Airwaves, but for a long time, it was up. It was up on YouTube, and you could Google it. I don't know what you're going to find at this point, because I haven't done that in a while. But you know, I had an interview with Gene Simmons of Kiss. We had just really some great music, and I'm telling you, the people that were on that show looked, and they were from here. They looked like they came right from L.A. I mean, I was so proud of that group, and so proud of really the look of that show. Maybe I'll find a way at some point to. I don't know. Bring back a copy of that. All right, let's go to Gentile. Justin, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call, and a shout out to sure. Ian, too. I grew up I was born in 63. So I can name you a band for every decade from then till now that I liked. But here's one music I hated. I don't hate people, but I can hate bad music. Going to Catholic yeah. church and listen to a choir and a crappy organ. I hated that stuff, man.
You hated what?
Well, I hated a choir and a crappy organ player.
Oh. Yeah, I think we're mainly just talking about stuff that was popular on the radio and mainstream music. You know, there's some choirs that are really unbelievable, but I think I know the scene you're talking about. It's probably happened in a tent somewhere in an open field.
Well, no, I don't hate musicians. I'm going to be clear about this. But just, I mean, back then when I was growing up, a drummer, and I'm a drummer, you know that, a drummer was not allowed to play drums in church. And the church that I've been to, they had beautiful acoustics. So finally in 2005, I got to do a team mass playing my drums in church. And I had a piano player, a guitar player, and everything like that. And let me tell you, that was one of the greatest sounds I've ever heard. So the organ and choir, add some drums and guitar, and let's do it that way. Now, my favorite decade, that's really difficult. That's a difficult question. I would probably say the 80s.
And what song stands out in your mind from the 80s?
Radio Free Europe by R.E.M. Yeah, actually, that same year that album came out, Yes, which is one of my favorite bands of all time. I listened to Yes since they were in the 60s. And I thought they broke up. They came out with 90125, you know, Owner of Lonely Heart.
I remember very vividly that was one of the songs that we used on Airwaves.
Oh, my God. Well, let me tell you, I didn't know. I thought Yes had broken up. They were gone. And I went into the record shop here in New Orleans, and I see Yes, 90125. And I said, oh, my God, there's still a lot. I bought the album that day, and I still have it.
Wow.
So I would say 80s, babe.
All right, Justin, I appreciate the call. If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. So last night at the Billboard Music Awards, the winner of the Top Rock Tour Award went to Sir Elton John. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. And this is quintessential 90s music, requested by senior studio producer Ian Hoke, who loves Alanis Morissette. He was so excited when I told him recently that I know her manager very well. But she's kind of reclusive. She doesn't like to do a lot of stuff, so I don't expect her to pop on this show anytime soon. But anyway, if it can happen, I'm sure my friend can make it happen. I wrote a blog. It's posted on our website, WWL.com. I'll post it on Facebook later. It's titled, Don't We Have the Right to Support Either Candidate? And it's about this controversy with this New Jersey teenager who was told by a teacher to take down the Trump banner behind him if he wanted to be part of the virtual class. And the school district said that they really don't have a policy about that, so the student wasn't breaking the policy. But that really led to a bigger thought about, you know, why have we lost respect for somebody supporting a candidate that we don't like? You know, for those who don't like Trump, a Trump banner or a Trump hat or shirt is equivalent to hate speech. And the same thing for a Biden-Harris apparel or signs or banners. It's like hate speech to people who love Trump. And it shouldn't be that way because we have every right to support whoever we want to support. Let me get back to some of your calls from New Orleans. Cosmo, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Great show as always. It's always good to hear Justin. I figured Justin would call on his topic on the music. Always good to hear
Justin
from him.
Yeah, Justin likes to talk about music.
He
That's cool.
up the show. I like the 80s, but I being 62 years of age, probably the 70s first and the grunge, the 90s would be my second favorite.
For the 70s, Cosmo, there were some genres. When I think of the 70s, I think of the mass appeal of country rock, Southern rock, as I guess the best way to put it, the Marshall Tucker Band and Wet Willie and the Allman Brothers and all of those bands. But then there was disco. And then in the later 70s, there was the new wave starting. So what was your favorite genre in the 70s?
I like classic rock, like groups like...
Well, that Boston. Was part of it, too. Yeah.
Yeah, Aerosmith. And I saw a band at the Warehouse. They opened up a Thin Lizzy in 1979. You ought to check them out. They were produced by Paul Stanley of Kiss. The group is called New England, and they were from Massachusetts, and they toured. They only cut out like three or four albums, but I went to that concert at the Warehouse. I think it was in 79. They opened up for Thin Lizzy. I thought they actually were better than Thin Lizzy. But and then, of course, the 90s, I like Nirvana. STP would probably be my standout grunge group from that era. And I'd have to include, I don't know if you can include Metallica, but I do like Metallica, even though they started in the 80s.
Cosmo, look, I appreciate the call. And yeah, the 70s was also defined by, you know, the Led Zeppelins, that kind of classic rock. And I feel so fortunate. I mean, there were a lot of people I didn't see, but I did see a lot of people. And I feel so fortunate to have seen Led Zeppelin twice when they were just at their peak in the 70s. From New Orleans, Karen, welcome to WWL.
Good afternoon, Scoot, in the afternoon. I hope you're feeling better.
I am. Thank you.
100 years ago, as a little girl, my Southern Baptist mother did not allow me to watch television. But on this one occasion, I saw a black and white movie called The Clone Master.
The Clone Master?
You would walk in this, The Clone Master. You would walk in this telephone booth style gizmo, and a whole bunch of you would come out looking the same.
Really?
And then I would follow after you, and a whole bunch of me would walk out looking the same. And then a whole bunch of folks looking like me and you will be running around New Orleans.
Did you get a message from that movie? Was there a message in that movie?
The message is this. Every time I see the BTS band, I think of the Clone Master movie.
Well, you know, the guys look similar.
Like they're all the same. How can all those folks look the same?
So that's interesting.
I can't get past listening to their music for thinking that they went through the Clone Master machine.
Oh, that's funny. Karen, I appreciate the call, and I'm glad you're listening to our show in the afternoon. Hey, tomorrow we're supposed to get word from Mayor Cantrell that the city of New Orleans is going to move up to phase 3.2. So there's going to be some new leniency with bars, new leniency with some things that we can do. But look, here's what we always need to remember. Even though these things are opening up, still be safe. It's not over. In fact, I think I remember hearing before the show today that like 35 states have like surging numbers. And we're very fortunate. We had Governor John Bel Edwards press conference on earlier today, and he said we've plateaued. We're not as low as we'd like to be, but we've plateaued. New Orleans is doing really well. But, you know, we're going to spike right back up if things open up and people aren't careful. Just because something opens up doesn't mean that, you know, it's over. So, you know, wear a mask, social distance, and wash your hands. I mean, washing your hands, that's something you should do anyway. There's a video posted on WWL Radio Facebook. And it's about what we were talking about earlier in the show, respecting the right to support the candidate of your choice. And since when did the opposing candidate become hate speech, just wearing a shirt? And I think rather than ban shirts in schools and workplaces, maybe we should get back to being Americans and realize that, guess what? Somebody has a right to wear something supporting the candidate that I don't support, whether it's Trump-Pence, Biden-Harris. I got an email earlier from somebody who asked me if I saw Kamala Harris on Rachel Maddow last night. Apparently she was giggling a lot. I didn't see it. I will check it out. And I'm sure you've heard that there have been some COVID positive cases found within the campaign of Kamala Harris. So that has changed things up a little bit. Remember tonight, two town hall meetings. NBC town hall meeting with President Trump at 7 o'clock. An ABC town hall meeting with Joe Biden at 7 o'clock. We'll have highlights and talk about it on the show tomorrow afternoon. Last night at the Billboard Music Awards, the huge winner was Post Malone. And when I started hearing him with a few of his acceptance speeches, I became totally intrigued with this person. I'm fascinated with his music. He's very talented, but also with the person that he is. Diane Newman, our program director, sent me an email earlier, but it was a text, and she said, I love Post Malone too, and she even loves BTS. All right, BTS, they've got some catchy songs, but I'm not a boy band guy. I bet that surprised you, doesn't it? But anyway, this is a Post Malone song. Is called Too Young, and he is a major star right now. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. I got an email from Kim, and she said, love the 70s, loved Earth, Wind, and Fire. And this was another band that was just huge and really helped define the 70s. You know, I'm kind of hoping that we get to the point where we look back on 2020 as if it was fantasy. I mean, that's what this song is about, fantasy. I mean, wouldn't you like to just look back on this year and a couple of years ago? I mean, that didn't really happen, did it? I mean, did 2020 really happen? Yeah, it's really happening, and it's happening to us. This has been, on so many levels, an extraordinary year. And it's not over. And we're just over 2 weeks away from Election Day, November 3rd. New Orleans Mayor Latoya Cantrell said yesterday, and actually she said earlier today, that she supports the Saints moving some home games to Baton Rouge. And she says that that's fine, thinks that's a good idea. Sean Payton is down with the idea. So it may happen because Mayor Cantrell is very concerned about opening up the Dome because it's a fixed roof facility for any games. All right, hang out with Christian Garrett coming up next on Sports Talk. He will have also a special Saints player. It's going to be the Hood Automotive Player Show. It's our weekly sit-down with the Black and Gold Star. This week's special guest is Marquez Callaway, wide receiver and punt and kick returner. Learn more about the man inside the uniform, the Hood Automotive Player Show, powered by Hood Automotive. Everything automotive under one hood. Also brought to you by Friend and Company Fine Jewelers and Iron Horse Clothier of Mary Road. Join me on Instagram and Facebook. It's Scoot on the Air. I want to thank our program director, Diane Newman, our show producers, Jordan Fiegel and Tim Zimmer, and our senior studio producer, Ian Hoke. And as always, I thank you for being part of the show. Tomorrow, Free for All Friday. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.